Japan is increasing efforts to gain a permanent seat on the UN Security Council, joining the United States, Britain, France, Russia, and China. Japanese officials have been making their case more aggressively than ever, lobbying dozens of developing nations and UN Secretary General Kofi Annan. The Japanese government also has pushed to get more of its citizens named to top UN positions. From Tokyo, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
Japanese officials cite many reasons why they feel their nation deserves a permanent seat on the UN Security Council, but ultimately it comes down to one factor, money. Japan single-handedly contributes about 20% of the UN budget, second only to the U.S. Ryo Yamazaki is spokesman for Japan's foreign ministry.
It's more than the four permanent members added together. In other words, we contribute more than France, Britain, Russia, and China combined.
And unlike the United States, Japan pays its UN dues on time, no prodding or pleading required. Even now, with its economy stuck in the doldrums, Japan continues to give and give generously, not just to the UN. Each year, Japan provides more than $11 billion in total overseas aid, more than any other country. That kind of financial contribution, Japanese officials argue, should be rewarded with the clout and the veto power of a permanent seat on the Security Council. But some accuse Japan of practicing checkbook diplomacy, offering plenty of cash, but little else. Japan has shied away from direct participation in UN peacekeeping operations, sending only a token number of non-combat personnel, observers, drivers, and engineers, to places like Cambodia and the Golan Heights. Japanese officials point out their nation's pacifist constitution prohibits it from dispatching combat troops anywhere in the world. On the diplomatic front, critics say Japan has offered few innovative ideas for resolving international conflicts. Jeffrey Laurenti is executive director of policy studies at the United Nations Association of the U.S., a private group based in New York.
They're still seen, frankly, from New York, as not major contributors to shaping political solutions to conflict. And in that respect, they are not certainly in the league of the British and the French or even some other major states.
Japanese officials bristle at the suggestion that their pockets are deeper than their ideas. And besides, says Japanese government spokesman Ryo Yamazaki, someone has to pay for all of those expensive UN programs.
Like you're saying that the buck stops here. Literally, someone has to take the responsibility by paying for things. If no one paid, could you have disaster relief? Could you have humanitarian relief?
Lately, Japan has tried to raise its profile at the UN by pushing to get more Japanese named to top positions. Sadako Ogata was, until recently, the very high-profile head of the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR. Recently, a Japanese diplomat, Koichiro Matsura, was named head of UNESCO, the UN cultural body. The appointment, says Yoichi Funabashi, foreign affairs columnist for the Asahi newspaper, was no accident.
The Japanese government has been campaigning so hard to get a symbol, a token of Japan's presence. The Japanese government has trying so hard.
Japanese officials and the public alike are frustrated that their bid for a Security Council seat has so far failed. Japan continues to face opposition from its Asian rival China, only lukewarm support from the U.S., and competition from other nations, such as Germany and India, that are clamoring for their place at the exclusive table. Japan isn't giving up, but it appears, for now at least, there are some things money just can't buy. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Tokyo.